Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, talking about the challenge of making production decisions in the cattle industry in this new normal. Back on that in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Cattle producers who've had to sell into this sharply lower market after the coronavirus pandemic panic have lost money. They have an opportunity to be compensated at least partially under the $5 billion that have been allocated for coronavirus relief by the Trump administration and by Congress. But Michael Kelsey tells us the problem is, looking forward, what will the market be like year and a half from now? What will beef demand be like a year and a half from now?
If we're projecting out, kind of looking out, pretty quick, it's going to be, if you're spring calver, it's time to turn the bulls out, or AI if you're using that. And so, and those decisions are being made now for calves that will come to market next September. They'll be born, this next spring to come to in 2021 September. Mm-hmm. And those are just weaned. And so, well, how many cows do I keep? If I'm losing $200 a cow, is it a culling process? Do I need to, really downsize my herd? Those are decisions that individuals are going to have to make in a very depressed market, which are difficult decisions in amongst themselves, just period, never mind in the fact of a difficult market. And then trying to project what future beef demand will be, we don't know. We'd like to think we'll go back to normal. And I'm like Roy Lee, I think once the restaurants are open, people are just going to flood the rest because we don't want to get out. That's going to cause a shock to the system to try to rearrange, but, will that sustain itself? We don't know, and so it's hard to make those decisions.
And part of the unknown is, will this be a one-time quick hit, or is this going to be a sustained drain on the resources of cattle producers?
Any of the equity that they were able to build up over the past 10 years or so is just going to be eroded and gone, and it's going to take another 20 years. And that's provided that we don't see another issue. If you go north of us up into Kansas, Nebraska, and up in the Dakotas, last year they had a tremendous amount of flooding that from a cattle industry just devastated. But now we have this issue. They're looking at 200-year events, if you will, right in a row. And we had, if you come down to Oklahoma, we had some flooding in the eastern part of the state that just devastated some crop row producers, some cattle producers, etc. Now we've got the market. We've eroded all the equity that we had in our farms, if you will, and now we just can't withstand, if we are able to withstand this, God forbid we have another issue next year. Mm-hmm. We're just set up to where this could be to be really bad.
And Michael Kelsey argues that the payment limits put on by USDA in their coronavirus help program is, simply put, inappropriate for this unusual time that we find ourselves in. Most producers will need a lot more help than what those payment limits will allow.
That sounds like a lot of dollars. It takes a tremendous amount, and I know you know this, Ron, and most of anybody involved in agriculture knows this, but we need consumers to know that it takes a tremendous amount of capital to raise food. It just does.
Right.
And there's a tremendous amount of investment. And so 1,000 stockers is not that many. It's really not. That sounds like a huge number of cattle. That's a lot of cattle. That's not very many for a family operation. In fact, that's really pretty small, to be right honest with you. If you look at the average in terms of, 20, 25 cows might be the average herd size, mama cows. But a sustainable operation, if you will, is a 400-cow operation. That's minimum. So 250 to 400 cows is a good family size operation. 125,000 just won't it won't cover it.
Michael Kelsey on our Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.